Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. We have an important announcement. After tomorrow's episode, we are going on a short break, and the next one will be released on 6th of March. Meanwhile, you can listen to our Lone Talk episode on the change of Ukrainian military leadership. Thank you for your support and for staying with us. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 721 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. Ukraine successfully attacked Cesar Kuniko, a large landing ship of the Russian Black Sea Fleet, with sea drones near occupied Crimea and sank it, reports Fakty. Ukraine's defense intelligence, who led on the operation, informed that the landing ship was sunk with the help of Magura V-5 sea drones, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The successful mission was carried out by the Special Forces Group 13 of the Defense Intelligence of Ukraine. As a result of the attack, large holes were blown in the port side of the Cesar Kuniko and it began to sink. It is symbolic that the Russian officer after whom the ship was named was killed exactly 81 years ago on 14th of February. According to the intelligence, an enemy ship is destroyed and cannot be repaired. Apart from the cargo, there was also ammunition on board. Reportedly, most crew members of the large landing ship did not manage to survive. The occupier's search and rescue operation was unsuccessful. The defense intelligence notes that the large landing ship Cesar Kuniko of Project 775 is one of Russia's newest vessels. This ship could accommodate 87 crew members on board. It has seen combat in the wars in Georgia, Syria, and Ukraine. At the beginning of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Cesar Kuniko was docked in the Russian-occupied port city of Berdyansk on the Azov Sea. It sustained damage when Ukrainian forces sank the Saratov landing ship in March 2022 using missiles. Ukraine's navy stated that now Russia has only 5 warships in service on the Black Sea out of 13. 4 have been sunk and another 4 are under repair, reports Suspilne. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky in his evening video address thanked the armed forces of Ukraine and the defense intelligence of Ukraine, Group 13 in particular. Quote, "Today we have increased security in the Black Sea and added motivation to our people. This is important. Step by step we will clear the Black Sea of Russian terrorist objects." Unquote. On 1st of February, Defense Intelligence informed that its unit managed to destroy the guided missile corvette Ivanovets, part of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. The warship was attacked by a drone while it was on the roadstead of Lake Donuzlav in temporarily occupied Crimea. As a result of a number of direct strikes to the hull, the Russian vessel sustained critical damage, causing immobilization and it sank. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yesterday, Ukraine Defense Contact Group, also known as Rammstein Format, gathered for its first meeting since the change of Ukraine's military leadership. Ukraine Defense Contact Group unites defense ministers and other high-level officials from over 50 countries that provide military support to Ukraine or consider doing so. Rustem Umerov, Minister of Defense of Ukraine, informed that these were fruitful negotiations with the framework of the Coalition on Integrated Air and Missile Defense, with 15 countries joining it, reports Radio Liberty. Umerov thanked Germany, France and the US for their leadership. The participants have also discussed provision of artillery systems and shells, as well as their joint production. The minister added that the F-16 fighter jets supply will be done according to the schedule specified in the agreements with partners. Canadian Defense Minister Bill Blair announced that his country would provide Ukraine with about $44 million for F-16 supplies and equipment, such as spare parts, weapons stations, avionics, and ammunition, reports Espresso. The drone coalition has officially been launched. 8 countries have joined it: Sweden, the UK, Denmark, Germany, Lithuania, Estonia, the Netherlands, and Latvia. Umerov thanked the US for chairing the meeting. Quote, partner support is unwavering. We are working to knock the Russians out of our territories, land, sea and sky, unquote. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.